Framed on the corner of North and Wisner. Happy holidays from I've Been Framed.
Okay, we're ending my career here with the family who has surprised me today. I guess that would be a huge surprise. My son, Stephen, my son, Anthony, Tony.
How are we doing?
I don't know. It's been quite a week. And my lovely wife, Therese, is here.
Honey, I'm back.
She's radio star from earlier in the week.
Can you believe it?
Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it's been a wild week. Wild week.
Good for you. Well, you earned it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Long run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 100 years.
Well, not quite 100, but...
Okay.
So what do you guys think of this?
Yeah, I think you earned it.
A lot of celebrities.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, right?
Yeah. Well, you were around for it. Some of it.
I just remember the hours that you were working.
Yeah.
Where you'd work all day, come home for a couple hours, and then back to a game that night, and then home at 11, and then you got up at 2:30. That's the wildest thing.
No alarm clock.
I can't figure out how you didn't do the alarm clock. Can you please explain to me how that's possible?
Well, that's happened. I did need an alarm clock to start, but over the years, you get used to it. You guys must get used to waking up at the same time.
Absolutely not.
You're in a coma.
Yes, there's a five-year-old that taps me on the forehead every morning.
So
I have a girlfriend that wakes me up every morning, though.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Big news.
Well, good for you.
Shout out, Kayla.
Good for you.
Wow.
I didn't know you were going to go there.
Well, that's my alarm clock now.
Okay. Well, that's a better alarm clock than the one I was using here. But everybody asked me how, why your kids aren't... into radio. What can I tell them?
Ooh.
Did you ever want to get into it, or
there's still time?
Well, yeah, I guess there is.
Listen, I got a couple ins in this place.
I said I'd start tomorrow if you let me.
Well,
this is my first time in the station. You said, "Why did I?
Where have you been?
How did we not get into radio? You didn't bring me to the station."
Well, you didn't ask, I guess.
It is cool, though. I remember going up to the Withington with you.
Yeah.
And it was neat to see the booth. And, you know, I think Josh Ankrell, shout out to Josh.
Yeah.
Legend, board op. It was neat to see the process. Mm-hmm. And it looked cool to do it. But, you know, things happen.
Yeah, you went to a few games.
Yeah, it was fun.
Of course,
I did the filing here for a year.
You did.
I think those files are still out of place.
Well, you did some board hopping, right?
Oh, yeah, I did a board op. I helped our J-Rod. We did a couple celebrity voices for a couple commercials.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Late night. I don't recall that.
That would have been an 11 p.m. commercial between, you know, hockey games or whatever, okay. Lions games.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Fun times here.
Yep. Steve, you've never been here?
I've never been here.
What's wrong with your parents?
Walking up, Tony said that he painted the shed out back. And
did you really?
If you get a look at that shed,
and I don't know if you've seen that lately.
It's war-torn.
I think a tornado hit that.
I didn't know that. You learn something every day on this show.
Mr. McKibben sent me out there to paint some sheds and the radio towers.
Anything for a buck.
He said, "Have you ever done this before?" And I said, "Yeah." And
of course you had.
That was a total lie. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Good times.
I think, growing up, the number one thing you always get asked is, why are you called Greg O'Connor? So can you go through a quick summary so my listeners can finally find
my
out.
My followers.
Finally find out the truth.
Well, my dad was Tom O'Connor on the radio. So when, and I did games with him, of course. So I had to be, I had to have the same name, right?
Sure.
So I went from Greg Heslaw to Greg O'Connor. And that's how Greg O'Connor's,
Greg, I remember, I think your mom is the one that told me that your dad's name, of course, was George Heslaw.
Okay, I was going there, but you...
and he took the name.
You do what you do is cut right in front of my right. story. Go ahead. Tell it.
She's new here.
It's just that he took the name from his buddy that got killed in the war. That's what the story that I've always heard. And so, you know, he was TLC, and then you became GOC. And as legend has it, now I'm the TOC.
Oh, well, me too.
Okay.
I'm AOC.
No, you are not, because you're not legally.
No, just the name only.
What's on your driver's license?
Do you think that you fulfilled?
But Teresa's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom O'Connor was my dad's best friend in the Coast Guard. He was killed, and he took his name when he went into radio. They didn't like George Heslaw, so he said, how about Tom O'Connor? And that's where Tom O'Connor started.
And became a legend.
We did here, because a story I told earlier in the day, he came in 54, and in 1955, they had a state championship at Jackson High in basketball. That's their last state championship. They had won one in the late 40s. But the last state championship Jay High won in anything was 55 basketball, and he became famous for doing those games in 1955. His status kind of skyrocketed here. He had just come to town, so nobody knew him from Adam, really.
And then you would go with him and keep stats? Is that how you kind of got into the whole business?
Yeah, really.
So how do you learn how to announce, you know, call a game? You know, where, like, do you remember your first game that you called on the radio?
Well, that's a good question.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Well, no, because I did some games with him, and he would let me do the third quarter of basketball games. Okay. I would do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
He'd do the first half and the fourth. That's how I got started doing basketball, okay?
When you decided that you were going to do this for real,
yeah,
was there some pressure knowing that your dad was such a big shot?
Probably. I don't know if that had anything to do with the decision. Really, the decision was kind of crazy, because I was at Michigan State on their radio station, and there was a little ad on a bulletin board for a job in Sheboygan, and I sent a tape up there, never dreaming, never wanting to go to Sheboygan, didn't know where Sheboygan.
Did you find Sheboygan?
Well, I didn't know where Sheboygan was.
Well, no one
did. I didn't even. I thought it was in Wisconsin. And I answered about 3 days later, they hired me. And I said, oh, this is crazy. So I left Michigan State and drove up to Sheboygan. And I'm driving past the lake there, the big lake.
Mullet.
Mullet Lake.
Mullet Lake.
And I said, that's got to be Lake Huron.
What's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference at that point?
Mullet Huge. Lake, and then you drove right past Breaker's Bar.
And topping it.
Had a pit stop and topping a B.
Topping a B.
That's right.
It's a suburb of Sheboygan.
And you love the lake, don't you?
I'm not a big water
person. You're a big water
person.
Water sports. I can see you on a pair of skis, retired.
Yeah. Maybe 30 years ago, but
yeah, maybe
not today.
I don't think so.
I'd go right to the bottom.
Like a stone.
Sink like a stone.
So what are you going to do now?
I don't know. You had any recommendations?
I suggest the Hallmark Channel. Maybe a full-time babysitter for young Margot.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. That's probably what I'll do a lot of.
Okay, that's good.
Over the holidays, you think you might want to hire?
Yeah, can you start like Wednesday?
Real cheap.
You might want to hire me.
Well, let's not get that deep into it. Pro bono.
No, I'd babysit Margot for free.
Well, that's good.
What a guy.
Thank goodness. That's good. Well, she'll be excited to see her papa. So
Steve, how's Tony working out for you in your business?
Here, I got a text.
We're a beautiful partnership over here.
Are you? Okay.
It's a dynamic duo. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah, now, Mission Brothers is a roaring success right now. We just got a new account, Costco in Lansing. So,
oh, good. Congratulations.
Here in Costco in Lansing.
Congratulations.
Buy some Mission Tacos.
Yeah. What's your corporate name?
Mission Brothers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's just
you learn something every day on this show.
It's just on paper.
We're finding out a lot today.
Wow, this is a family reunion.
This is not a debacle.
The valuation is very high right now. So
you can come work for me since you got some time now.
That's true. I could. I could work for you.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know if
we get a lot done.
I don't know if we have the proper insurance for warehouse work.
Therese, do you have anything there? You're just stewing over there.
Hey, I had my 15 minutes of fame on Tuesday, it's time for the boys. Probably the only thing that I really want to say is just a big shout out to, a big heartfelt thank you to our family, our friends near and far that are listening today and have been listening all week, and all of that kind of stuff. So, just been a sweet ride.
One more question for me.
Okay.
Aside from Frank Gorshin, who was one of your favorite interviews?
Oh.
Or maybe it is the Riddler.
You know, it's really Jethro Bodine. Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies.
He is.
We called him one day, and I set up an interview with him. He was building a amusement park in California.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like...
Max Baer Jr.
Wasn't he old?
He was pretty old, yeah.
Okay.
That's a hillbilly move.
But he was still alive.
Yeah.
So I had about 2 days. I knew he was, I was going to call him. And talk about his new venture.
Sure.
But I got a bunch of clips from the Hillbillies.
Oh, God.
So during the interview, I played him, and he just lost it. He went crazy hearing that stuff. And then, of course, he gets into stories about Granny and the Clampets.
Oh, God.
Well, you can talk for days.
Ellie Mae, my favorite actress.
Sure.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent a couple times. Very good.
Oh, yeah. I live next to his kid.
Yeah, okay.
I get a couple Ted stories.
You have plenty of time to watch the Beverly Hillbillies. You got Gunsmoke, Joe Kenda.
Oh,
you got a lot of...
Dateline.
You got a lot of stories to catch up on.
I've seen every Dateline.
Keith. can he narrate a murder?
That must have been wild.
Well, what did she find?
Oh, that was a dark day.
You guys took the day off work for this?
No, I'm going after this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It never stops.
Yeah.
Never
you guys
sleeps.
Work.
Uncle Tom
you guys,
always told
you guys
us.
Work hard.
Shout out Uncle Tom.
You guys work hard. I will admit
I think
that.
We got that from you since
that did rub
sleep.
Off.
You had to get
and
it from
our
me.
And our mother, of course.
Well, she
you guys
she does work a little bit.
She does, yeah.
You guys showed us the way.
Yeah.
after.
I learned at 30. I took a few decades, a couple victory laps later.
And
I decided it was time. But that's good. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
It's
we love you. And
don't make me cry.
Oh, come on.
We're just happy that you're going out on top.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't want to die behind that mic. All right.
No.
Good Lord. No,
But I often said
they would probably would.
You'll be in an urn.
They would probably carry me out of here.
Yeah. Well, we're carrying you out tonight. We're taking you home. Hallmark 24/7.
Take you home and put you right in that sauna.
Oh.
There they go, the clampets. Hey, we have one final segment here before we leave.
For clean, safe water in your home or business, turn to the experts. Tri-County Water has the water treatment solutions you need. If you're looking to improve the water quality at home or work, get the ball rolling today by scheduling a complimentary on-site water test. Tri-County's water experts will test your water for free and provide options on the spot. To sign up, call 787-6515 or visit tricountywater.com. Come skate at Optimist Ice Arena. Public open skating is just $10 and skate rental is just $3. There are also stick and puck and drop-in hockey times as well. Go to OptimistIceArena.com for details and times.
Are you a homeowner? Are you sick of paying an electric bill that keeps going up and never ends? Do you wish that there was another option? Harvest Solar here in Jackson is your trusted local source for cost-effective, renewable energy. Harvest Solar has been helping homeowners own their power and gain energy independence for over 15 years. Zero-down financing options are available. Contact us today to schedule your free, no-obligation home energy assessment at 788-8800 or visit harvestsolar.com.
With the temperatures dropping, you thought you'd have to wait until spring before you break out your golf clubs again. You thought wrong. Stay on top of your game this winter with the Indoor Simulator Golf League at Ellis Sharp Golf Course. Hone your skills at world-famous courses over 15 weeks. Registration cutoff is December 16th. The league is a two-person scramble format. Sign up today by calling 517-788-4066 and keep that swing sharp throughout the winter at Ellis Sharp Golf Course.
As I wrap up decades of radio here in Jackson, most of those years with Patton Broadcasting, Cascades Broadcasting, Jackson Radio Works, currently the McKibben Media Group, we've had a chance to talk with many well-wishers this week. Just a few. Dan Phelan, Jackson College.
Greg, this whole experience, especially for this week, has really awakened in all of us, you know, an understanding, a deeper understanding and appreciation for not only you, but also for our community and the many gifts that are here. And the way that that is palpably felt, and especially, you know, now in this moment where we can recognize the importance of just being kind, you know, being a good person, talking with one another, listening to their stories, being empathetic. You've shared those many gifts with all of us, Greg, and I appreciate this week, if for nothing else, that you've reminded us of the way that we should all be better people for one another. And I appreciate your leadership, and you've been a blessing to all of us this many, many years.
Well, thank you so much. Rick Wilson, Shamrock Lounge.
Just to think about it, when you go on your show, the next day or later that day, all these people are contacting you and saying, hey, you did a great job, or hey, you missed this, or, you know, it's the touch that you have in the community is amazing. And I hope and pray and that stays with the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you're gone and the younger people that work with you say, hey, that was an awful successful run. And I would like to be that next person, or you know, to at least be part of that. You know, there'll never be another GOC, but you know, there's some good ones. There's some really good ones.
Under Sheriff Chris Simpson with Sheriff's Detective Brian Huntenlocker.
Hey, Greg, more importantly, just to get to meet you. I've listened to you for 50 years and through the 70s when the Pistons and the Red Wings struggled, and all the way to present. And you've been a huge advocate for law enforcement and for sports in this community. And Greg O'Connor is Jackson. So I just appreciate
Thank you.
I appreciate getting to meet you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
I certainly echo that, Greg. You have certainly been a staple in this community, the voice of Jackson, and like Brian stated, a huge, huge component concerning law enforcement, getting our messaging out there, whatever that messaging was. So we certainly appreciate you. You're going to be missed.
Jennifer Scanlon from the Brokerage House.
Brokerage House, but today I am here at the McKibben Media Group studios.
You are.
To tell you, thank you.
Well, thank you.
You are just a legend in so many ways, and I'm so glad that I've had an opportunity to get to know you better. I feel a little robbed. I'm going to call you my friend. I don't know if you would say it back, but
absolutely,
you're my friend, and I feel like our friendship was just budding, so hopefully we'll be able to continue it off the airwaves. Oh, there's a lot of good things in the world.
Yeah.
You were just telling me your kidney story. I mean, you want to think that the world is all doom and gloom. Listen to that story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There are good people doing good things all day, every day. Yeah. Especially here. I feel like we're blessed with really superhumans here in Jackson County. You know, to the naysayers, I say that's okay, because you're not overly attracted to us, it's still affordable to live here. I rarely get stuck at a light. You know, there's no such thing as a traffic jam in Jackson County, but you are going to be met with more smiles, more people investing their time, energy, effort, and money into this community than just about anyone. I mean, even look at our media resources. I think about the McKibben Media Group. I think about JTV Studios. I mean, go in to another city the size of Jackson and try to find those kinds of resources for getting information and spreading good news. That's what we do, right?
Herb Brogan, Lumen Christi.
And good luck to you, Greg, in retirement.
Thank you.
I don't think a lot of people understand just how important you've been to the athletic scene here in town. You know, it's I'm old enough that I can go back and remember Dad calling games, and for you to carry on that tradition, you know, been just a fantastic thing for Jackson and Lumen Christi and everybody involved in the sports scene here. You're going to be truly missed, and you know, I hope you really enjoy your time off, but know that there's a lot of us that wish you were still around.
Georgia Fatasik.
Tributes on your show this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like you're getting to watch your own eulogy.
Yeah.
And it's a gift to have, you know, all these people come and tell you the experiences that they've had with you in life. And I hope that this is just, after some adjustment, that this is a super special time and that you find your new spot in the community, because Jackson, this is a time when you've crystallized so much knowledge of life, you know, with the wisdom that comes from living long lives and moving forward, have a lot to offer too. And I just wish you so much joy and so much health and love in your life, Greg.
Ted Kristoff, Kristoff and Sons.
Well, the notoriety of being on a your broadcast or being a guest is still very, very special. I loved your interviews with, especially political, because we're not sure what side of the fence you are on. And that's very good, because you could bring the hard questions to either side, the ones that all of us were wanting to ask,
mm-hmm.
And still maintain your neutrality, and which is what we really all want in political endeavors. We're all looking for how do we all become one.
Some final thoughts as I head into my retirement week. I want to sincerely thank the Jackson community for the unending support I have received over these many years in radio, over five decades. And that includes the whole county. Words cannot fully encompass all the tremendous people I've had a pleasure to work with in radio, five ownership groups, all the interviews, the people I've become friends with, just met over the phone. It's been staggering to think about the past few weeks. Hundreds of politicians, business owners, business leaders, hundreds of coaches, and it seems like a million phone callers. I was so lucky. The community has been through many ups and downs. I've seen many. But we seem to be in a good spot at the moment. I've learned Jackson is very resilient. I do wish to thank everyone who helped in any way. You know who you are. When I went through my kidney transplant, some of you ask about the donor. She is doing very well, Rachel Gandy from Austin, Texas. She's a lifesaver. I must be honest, health issues have been a factor in the retirement. I've had to miss a lot of time the past couple of years, and I really hate that. Of course, I'm also old. My wife, Therese, well, she's been a godsend in making sure my medical care is going according to plan. She has been simply amazing. And thanks to her employer, County National Bank, who allowed her to miss so much time to be with me. My sons, Tony, his wife, Simone, their daughters, Myla and Margot. My son, Steve, his girlfriend, Kayla. They keep me going. They keep me laughing. They have been fantastic. As I say goodbye, my very best wishes to Mark Daly, who starts a new era Monday, November 25th at 6 a.m. Some advice to Mark, lay in a good supply of alarm clocks. 3 and 4 a.m. arrive very quickly. Mark will be fantastic. From the bottom of my heart, thanks again for all who have listened, especially those who are on board almost every day. Listen from out of town and all of the Jackson community who have participated over the years. It's been quite a ride. God bless those of you who were part of it. And for a final time, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing, to think I did all that, and maybe
may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my